Hi everyone, Sanemian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from FroggyFrog9000, and he wants me to review his documentary about Arian Sharfi, a woman he claims is dog whistling. FroggyFrog is a YouTuber that makes WW2 aviation simulator flights on his channel, and he believes she's following him and then stealthily posting similar content on her channel the following day or next few days, using the same language and communication style. He believes that it's possible she's playing mind games on him. He made an hour-long documentary, which I can't share a link to here, for fear of getting a strike from Arian, the way she apparently striked his channel. He calls what he believes she's doing is dog whistling, but that's a political term and doesn't exactly fit what he believes is going on here. Let's assume that what FroggyFrog9000 is saying is perfectly sane and rational. Then the term he's looking for is gaslighting. That's when someone psychologically manipulates you over an extended period of time, so you start questioning your own thoughts, feelings, and sanity. From what I can see, it looks like that's certainly a possibility here. To the average person listening into him, you might actually think he's gone insane, thinking that Arian Sharfi, this woman, is playing games with him. First off, she also has a WW2 Aviation YouTube channel, and she created it 2 years before he did, and it's only received about 10-15% of the traffic that he has. Is it possible that she's jealous of his channel's success relative to hers, and possibly gaslighting him because of that? Maybe. That's the thing about gaslighting, you'll never know because the other person always has plausible deniability on their side. If she's copying his communication style and what games he plays the following day, and then goes online and appears to repeat his words and behavior to some extent, then it's a crazy coincidence. According to him, it's too coincidental to be chance. I used to call events where the odds of them being more than a coincidence was virtually impossible, artificial synchronicities. But I don't think that's the case here. If you watch the follow-up part 2 video that's on YouTube that I've linked below, you'll see that the odds of it all being a coincidence are pretty slim. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sanemian. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sanemian t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sanemian sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sanemian collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to imitation is the sincerest form of flattery Clown World show. Frog, what do you think happens when you're a semi-famous YouTuber? You tend to attract all kinds of weirdos. Sometimes the biggest ones are fellow YouTubers as well. I have some crazy women that get drunk as a skunk and send me word vomit through my email from time to time, or obsessed with hunting me down and punishing me for my so-called misdeeds. Success at anything life is going to bring out haters and gaslighters. I was gaslit by a bunch of coworkers at one job I was with about 15 years ago. I was only there for a few weeks and left because of the BS they were putting me through. When someone gaslights you, the idea is to demoralize you and make you think you're crazy. Because one moment the person or persons targeting you with that sort of behavior is perfectly normal, and the next they're trying to rally you up. You know that none of the coincidences you've had with Sharpie can be proven. So why waste your time talking about it and giving yourself a strike that prevented you from posting on YouTube for a week? Frog, you also mentioned that your traffic on YouTube went down after the strike, but when I look at your Social Blade traffic stats, it looks pretty stable over the last year or so. But her Social Blade has been going down the last year or so. Or views on YouTube, I mean. Maybe she's angry that you're posting more often and thinks that you're taking all the video views for yourself that she might be getting. It could be as simple as that. Also, a lot of the time, content creators are lazy, so they go out and check out what other competitors are talking about and copy the talking points. I work with women that look at other women that have channels that are similar to theirs, and they're doing the same thing and copying them as closely as possible. Froggy Frog, I'm thinking that you're living rent-free in Sharpie's head, if she's watching you and copying your talking points, ideas, and language. If she's messing with you, then gaslighting feels like a conspiracy is happening against you. And if you dare bring it up, the person perpetrating it on you calls you a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. That's how you know you're over the target, when the tinfoil hat talk starts up. She could also be a chameleon because, based on one of your videos, you mentioned that people shouldn't wear masks for COVID. Once you said that, then suddenly she wasn't wearing a mask in her profile pic. Maybe she's trying to signal to you that she's interested in the same things that you are, so that you finally notice her. Did you ever think about that? Maybe it has nothing to do with gaslighting or dog whistling, but instead is a chameleon routine to boot. Maybe instead of making an hour-long documentary talking all about this, she actually wanted you to talk to her. And this is her way to start up a conversation. And your documentary point out dozens of cases that are more than just coincidence. And I believe you. But I think you're going about this all wrong. I think you just need to forget about her and don't visit her channel, website, or listen to her music. Just ignore her. The worst part is even if Ariane was gaslighting, Froggy Frog, she now knows she can get under your skin, and that leaves you in a more vulnerable position now. Because if she wants to play tons of games on you, she can with no repercussions. That one story about the mask and not wearing it in 2020 showed me you were the real Megilla. She changed her profile from one that was wearing a mask to one where she wasn't. You said she only changes her profile picture one time a year, so you're definitely following her. So if she did that for you, it meant she was risking social issues from other people that would have asked her why she took the photo with the mask down. Was she now an anti-vaxxer? But you also mentioned that she did get jabbed. Maybe she was giving you what she thought you actually wanted to see. But I don't think so if she actually did give you strike. Then again, it might have just pissed her off that you weren't interested in her and that you didn't see her potential chameleon routine. I couldn't really find her on social media to see if she already had a boyfriend or husband. But that never stopped many of the women that would crush on me either. I'm not going to lie to you. There were a few coincidences that you shared, like the one with the mother and the zombie child, and then Ariane posted something similar shortly after. I honestly couldn't see a connection on that one. But maybe that was the point. Maybe the idea was for you to not know if it was intentional or not. Just stop talking to her, ignore her, and don't follow her. Stop getting all riled up for no reason. Have you ever heard the saying, don't feed the trolls? In your documentary, you also mentioned some jab statistics. So if she didn't give you a strike for bullying and harassment, then maybe you two gave you a strike for medical misinformation. For everyone listening, you can find the documentary out there, and he breaks down many years' worth of so-called coincidences on Rumble by doing a search for FroggyFrog9000. Frog, I see you as being overly analytical. You're just like me in that respect. You overthink things to the finest of details. That's great when it comes to working on something complicated and intricate, but that's really bad when it comes to falling for women's or people's mind games in general. Once they sense weakness in you or overanalysis, they pounce all over you. People always test others to see how much they can abuse them and how much they're willing to take. If I was an abusive gaslighting woman that got off on making men go crazy, then I'd probably be doing to you what you think she's doing to you. My instinct is telling me there's a good chance she's not happy with your channel arriving after hers and getting bigger, and so she's playing games with you because of it. I have no way to prove it. Again, no proof and just a hunch. I hope YouTube doesn't strike me down for my speculation. If she is gaslighting you, then she's enjoying these games, if they're real and you're walking right into them. So do yourself a favor and stop following her, and one of my rules for living is, if you don't see it, then it didn't really happen. I also find it interesting that women would be interested in playing WW2 combat air simulators. It just shows me how far the masculinization of women in our society has gone. I guess I've seen it all now. If you want to spice things up, Froggy Frog, what I do is invite her to a dogfight on your favorite gaming sim, instead of just telling everyone that she's dog whistling. She probably won't accept your invitation, but I would do it for shits and giggles. Watch her reject your offer and then contact you or somebody else to ask for a dogfight only a few days later. That would give me a somewhat more clear answer. But if she's smart, she won't say either yes or no, but just ghost you. When you posted the video that was taken down, you mentioned that you were afraid of possibly losing your channel, and then her latest video as a scripting this is called Fear Over the Channel. Was she referring to your YouTube channel, or the dogfighting in WW2 planes over the English channel? This is how women communicate quite often in doublespeak. Women love it when their words have a double meaning. They love being in a situation that's exciting yet scary at the same time. They love messing with a man's mind without him even knowing what's going on. So much of what we learn about when it comes to female nature and the red pill, they've actually been trying to shut down. It's like they would rather we be in the dark and in pain so they can prosper or something. That's the feeling that I get. I watched the documentary and it's just you, Froggy, going back to 2019 and forward, pointing out tons of coincidences that are probably anything but. Ignore her and move on with your life. As someone that has mind game playing stalkers, what typically gets them off my back is just ignoring their messages, and if you're on YouTube or social media, just ignore their content even if it's about you. The only person I responded to was a guy named Critical. If there's anything I haven't covered, then let me know because you've made more than a generous donation. And I'll gladly make another video covering it. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to FroggyFrog9000 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Ariane might want to get smashed secretly by the Frogman. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the gaslighting women that punish you with YouTube strikes when you dare question them about their behaviors away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.